Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for the Remembrance Project, our series of essays from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives. Today, she remembers a psychologist from Brookline who relished the small things in life.
Whenever Jeffrey Jampel's children were overwhelmed by life's inconveniences and deterrents, he offered a Yiddish expression.
He would say, Nishke Felech.
His son Jake heard this often.
I don't really know the literal translation, but all I know is he describes it as what are you going to do? It is what it is, right? Nishke Felech.
That didn't mean one lived life at a distance. Jeffrey reveled in excess, whether it was his love of klezmer music or Freud or Bing cherries. Sometimes excess prevailed, like the 3 storage units he needed to hide his glut of collected books, or the boxes and boxes of recordings of a Yiddish radio show he saved, certain that somebody would want them.
I think what it was mainly was just being fascinated by things. I think he was somebody who was awestruck by life a lot.
He was also a psychologist with a professional appreciation for the absurd. Jeffrey gave his daughter and 2 sons practical tips to get them through difficult moments.
And one of them was to just look around the room and just focus on people's ears and just kind of think about how strange they look. And it's hilarious because it does work.
But the world was a serious place to Jeffrey as well. On Passover, he would pass a human rights petition down the table to sign or hand around the address of some political dissident or prisoner who needed written comfort.
You know, just be a mensch. And that was really important to him. Be a mensch.
He said it through 2 marriages and 3 children, a decade-long coexistence with pulmonary fibrosis, and finally lung cancer. Jake still hears him saying it.
It's like, I want to remember him as a saint, right? Of course, nobody's a saint.
Nobody is a saint. But until he died last August at 73, Jeffrey took the advice of a good psychologist. He was generous, awestruck by life itself, a mensch.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Jeffrey Jampel, who died last August. He was 73 years old. If you'd like to suggest a loved one for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.